questions by Yishlach. We're going to get on Noshe, so say over a few of the pshatim about why it's Aser, and then if we have time, up to three different inyanim about get on Noshe. So the pasuk is Kain LaYochel Bnei Yisrael to get on Noshe, Acha LaMaisa with Yaakov and Sarah Shal Esav. So Kain LaYochel Bnei Yisrael to get on Noshe, Shal Kafa Yarech, Ad Hayom Hazeh, Ki Noga B'Kaf Yarech Yaakov, Begit Han Noshe, because it hit the Kaf Yarech Yaakov. The Sarshal Esav was Nogo B'Kaf Yerech Yaakov B'Gid HaNasha. So the Chinuch famously says the Pshat, and why Gid HaNasha is Osher Be'Achila. Mishur Shem Mitzvah Zu, Kedei Shetia Remez L'Yisrael, Sha'af Api Sheyizv L'Tzorvas Rabos B'Golios, Miyad HaOmim, Miyad B'Nei Esav. We're going to go through terrible Golos, Sheyiv B'Tuchim, Shlo Yavedu. We should still have B'Tuchim, that we're not going to get lost in the Golos. El L'Yolam Yama Zaram Mishmam, B'Yavu Lehem Gol, B'Yigolim Miyad Tzar. There will be a Gula. To remember this, we have this mitzvah zikaron. Yamdu bemunasam v'zikasam liolam. Remezze hu lefisha osam malach shnilcham Yaakovinu shebo bekabala shesar shal Esav. So the malach was sar shal Esav. Rotzal l'akro liyakov min ha'olam hu v'zarav lo yachalo. He tried to get rid of all of us, and he couldn't accomplish it. V'tziru b'negiyas ha'yarech. So he causes pain with hitting the yarech. V'chein zera Esav mitzar l'zera Yaakov. Zera Esav v'aliyam hazeh is still being mitzar os. And then we're going to have Yeshua. That's the Indian of Gid HaNasha. That's what the Chinuch says. The Tor, at least over here in Perish HaTor, says B'Kitzar Nimrod, three reasons for the Isser. Al-Kain La-Yochu B'nei Yisrael Gid HaNasha Ke-Odom Shem Mis'ane B'yom Shem Esbo Oziv. This Indian, day your father dies, so this is the Indian of Tainus. So the same way that Yaakov Avinu got hurt, so we also have a Tainus from the Gid HaNasha. Kain, some of the tainus from when the father passes away. Dover acher k'dei sheyizkru hanes, as a zikaron for the nes, so you don't need to get a nasha. Drash Moshe, Moshe Feinstein asks if it's a zecher nes. Usually you do a maisa to remember the nes. Here are maisas shev al taisa. You know, we're not eating. We should have eaten to get a nasha as a zikaron. What's pshat that you don't need it? So he's a mahalach there. But why we don't need it? Torah says another pshat. Dover acher b'shvil knas sheinichu l'avim yichidi, since the Shvatim left Yaakov by himself, they should have left him by himself, and that's why the whole Maisa happened. So as a Knas, we can't eat to get a Nasha, which is like an interesting thing. It's like Smash, we would have wanted to eat to get a Nasha. Machlokas and Gemara, Yesh beginim Medusin Tam, in beginim Medusin Tam. Gemara calls it Eitz Bialma. To get a Nasha is just Eitz. So it doesn't sound like it's so appetizing. And Afal Pichain, there was like a Tzav, like, oh, that's taken away from us, it's a Knas that we can't eat to get a Nasha. Those are three Shvatim of the Torah. The Malbim says, one final Mahalich will say the Malbim. Acher ki besar balechaim hanecham mishapech b'sar ha'adam anitzon. You eat meat, you eat balechaim, so that turns in the b'sar ha'adam anitzon. That feeds the person, becomes part of the person. This is the reason why we can't eat dover tomei, we can't eat shkatzim. Ki bazeh yikneh ha'ochel teva hadoris v'achel zorios. Okay, acher shro ki nogab kaf yorech Yaakov, Shebegid hazet through a hatayv v'chamurios. He says that in the Gid HaNasha, that is the makom of the taiva and chomer. Adshaaf Yaakov shenifra mikol gashmius lo nifra lagashmius megid hazet. Even though Yaakov was separated from all of gashmius, lo nifra lagashmius megid hazet, wasn't separate from this gid. V'im kein gam gid habehema mashchaso bo koach habahami v'hatavani shelo yipori misham. I think what he's saying is that in the Gid of the Behema, that's where what makes a behemoth to a behemoth in Taiva, that's where the Gid is, that it's found in the Gid, HaNasha. V'ochlo yidbak bo kolach HaTaiva, someone who eats a HaNasha, he'll also have that kolach Taiva. So it's like a Dover Tameh in that regard, so you should not eat the HaNasha because it would bring to you all the kolach HaBehemoth, the kolach HaTaiva in that way. That's a few of the reasons behind Gid HaNasha. What about, okay, so the first topic is, what about eating Gid HaNasha of a person? So, usually we don't talk about cannibalism, but the Mishnah Melech and Periches, the Hilchos Melchos Asuras, I believe, Periches Melchos Asuras, brings one line, it says, B'Shem Chuvas HaRashba, B'Shem Chuvas HaRashba, that it's Asar. So, the Chuvas HaRashba says, like this, that there's a whole Shaila about Besar Adam. Is Besar Adam Mutter, Derbanon, Deraisa, Asay, Los Asay, Homachloka, Sayyidada. A person who's dead, there's an Isser Hanah on a goof which is dead. But on a live person, is there Is there a problem? Is it Eber Menachai? Is it Lav? What's the Isser? Is the whole Sukkim? Machlokas Yisham. So the Rashba holds that it is, the Rashba holds that it's Mutter Lechol B'sar Adam. So Jewish Rashba explains like this: if it's Mutter Lechol B'sar Adam, then the Gid HaNosha of a person is going to be Asar. Because let's be Machlokas first with the Sukkot HaGemara. So by Gid HaNosha of a Tmeya is Machlokas in the Mishnah. Tanakama holds that Gid HaNosha is not Asar in a Tmeya, meaning that even though this is by Behema. Behema Tmeya is Asar to eat. Gid HaNosha, there's no Isser. Yehuda holds it is Asar. Gemara goes back and forth to explain where they're coming from. So just quote the Maskana, according to the Chachamim, that Gid HaNosha of a Tmeya is Mutter. So Amar Rava, he holds that Ein beginning but no same time. Really, there's no, it's not a Shema Achila, meaning there's no, it's just, that which Gid HaNosha is Asar is Gzeres HaKosuv, there's no, if it has a shame beyond nosh, it's also, but there's no tam to it, which means it's not like eating a different part of a behemoth which has a shame iser to it. Vishani hasn damakra alkein lo yochu bnei Yisrael skid anosha mi shagidu aser ubstaru mutter yotz tazu shagidu aser ubstaru aser. So Gemara is a drasha that gidu nosh is only aser in someone who the rest of the body is mutter. So behemoth tahora, the psar of a behemoth tahora is mutter. So the gid is going to be aser, but the behemoth meya where psar is aser, then the git's not going to be usher. So that's why there's no Isser Gid HaNosha on Behemoth Tmeya. And if you hold Yesh Begin Benosin Tam that has a Shema Achila, so you'll be over the Isser of eating from Behemoth Tmeya. But if you hold Ein Begin Benosin Tam, so there's no Isser Gid HaNosha Mitzat Gid, because Gid HaNosha is only usher in Behemoth, which the Behemoth itself is Tahora, which is possible to eat. And Mitzad the Achila from a Behemoth Tmeya, there's also no problem because there's no Tam to it, so it's not like eating Behemoth Tmeya. So the question is, now, do we compare a person to a Behemoth Tmeya? So the Rashba holds that the person is mutter to eat, maker then. So then, he's like a Behemoth Tahora. So then the Itzar Gid will be Chal on a person the same way like that's Chal on Behemoth Tahora. So that's what the Rashba says. So it comes along the Minchas Chinuch and Shar HaMelech, and Chas Chinuch says afterwards, Yitan Shar HaMelech says this, that according to this, it says, B'shita HaRambam, it doesn't discuss it. According to the Rambam, it's going to come out that it would be mutter to eat a Gid HaNosha of a person. Because Rambam holds that there's an Isra Aseh to eat a person. What's an Isra Aseh? So then, it's like a Behemoth Tmeya. If Gid HaNosha is only on something which Gido Osir Ubisar Mutter, but Besar Adam is not Besar Mutter, Besar Osir. So it's like Behemoth Tmeya. So then the Gid will be Mutter. And it wouldn't even have the Isra Aseh of eating a person because Ain Begin Ben Nosein Tam. The rest of a person has, eat the rest of a person is Isra Aseh, but it's only on something which has Tam. Ain Begin Ben Nosein Tam, so it would be Mutter. That's the Mitzvah and Sharmach, that's what they want to say, but that's a Rambam that it would be a machlokas Rishonim now between the Rashba and the Rambam. Is Gid HaNosha of a person mutter or aser, and it's totally in if you're allowed to, if the Sar Adam itself is mutter or aser. The Pri Cholesh and Pri Megamer Cholik, they say even according to the Rambam, it would be aser lechol Gid HaNosha of a person, even though it's like Behemoth Tmeya. So why is Gid HaNosha of an Adam worse than Behemoth Tmeya? The lashon is because Iker Ma'aseh BaAdam Ksiv, the whole Ma'aseh of Gid HaNosha. Even though the Isser for us is okay, well, of a behemoth Gid HaNosha, but the Ma'aseh happened with Yaakov. How can you say that it happened with Yaakov and Afal Pichin, and it's much of the Gid HaNosha of a person? The whole Isser happened with a person. That's their title. Now, any responses back on why that wouldn't? Any thought which one way or another? But no, maybe because
it has Thomas in the end, the
what?
The type of the animal
in it
or something?
Like the Malbim shot?
Yeah.
That only comes, the Isra only comes about Mikoach, the, because, so it doesn't matter that the Maisa, but it doesn't matter that the Maisa happened with the person, you're saying, because the whole Isra comes about from what the Behemoth gets. I don't know if the Malbim's saying, I don't know where, I mean, so close up the Maisa still didn't happen with the person, you have to know how he attaches that back to the Maisa. Maybe, yeah, maybe no. It could be before Matan Torah is different. Even though the Maaseh happened before Matan Torah, there's still some. It happened to Yaakov before Matan Torah, and then. as far as Acharman Torah, it's only by, this is only for Behemoth, not for Adam. So
yeah, if the whole mess happened with Yaakov for the person, then according to that, then why would it be also for an animal? Why is it also for an animal? If the whole mess happened with the person, that's why we do it. So it should be just the person.
I mean, I don't know how they. Well, if anyways, according to one side, it's also anyways for us, a person anyway, so then okay. And I can need the public to come and tell me that for Gid and Asha. Unless it's coming to say, even though Gid and Asha doesn't have Tom, it's coming to say Apple Pichain is also. But you're right, how it exactly got to be Usher and Behemo. Maybe that was working with some of the other Pshatim about Zechel and Neis, or meaning it's not directly correlated to Yaakov, it's just that we're extrapolating an Isra Achila to a Behemo based on what happened to Yaakov, and it's loosely related. You're saying the same way it's loosely related that we do a Zechel and Neis, let's say, that we won't get a Nasha from a Behemo. That it happened to Yaakov, so too we won't make the connection to the fact that the mice happened with a person. We'll keep the Isurim by Behema and not have the Isur by a person. Who cares if the mice happened with a person? Our Isur is like a Behema, something like that, maybe. I can think of it. That's, for all this, it's important to understand how strongly it's connect the mice to how we keep the Isur, which is by Behema. Okay, so it comes out, Machlokas Achronim Bedas HaRambam, if we would say that Gid Anasha, the person's Mutar Asur. The second nose is a famous maisa with Crazy Placey of Yasmin Ibershitz. Crazy Placey, Shavyasmin Ibershitz wrote a sefer, Yeredeya. So by Gid Anasha, he says over a maisa which caused a lot of discussion afterwards in the Acharonim. Riti Vizloshon. He's talking here about the menaker, if the menaker has to be a bucky, because the menaker is the one who takes out, scoops out to get a nasha. If he leaves, he needs someone else to check it out. So he says here, Vine, Bizmani haya menaker echad, afilu bal tor, mumchol ma'od, very good menaker. V'neshtabesh b'dayto lomar, al gid acher shu gid amiti. We know that the sciatic nerve is the gid a nasha. He wants to say there's a different gid, which is the real gid a nasha. Ad hayom hazeh, ta'inu nachim v'abaseinu, he says, until Alayom Azeh, everyone made a mistake and they kept the wrong mitzvah, they kept the wrong gid. She'enu gid she'asra Torah. The Torah never asked the gid, really recruited the sciatic nerve, yeah?
So it's not, so according to that, it's not sciatic nerve, so really it
was whichever nerve, he doesn't say which one, and some other gid.
So it was mitzvah the whole time, I mean.
That's what he's, this
so
is a big...
Why is that, and according to him, did he eat the gid and usher of the animal?
Who? What? He's saying over mice. He's saying that he wants to say it's a different gid on Nashua, which is Torah Asher, not the Tzadik Nerv. Let's see what he says. By Holech Veshav B'chol Eretz Ashkenaz, Umarish Habrios, Adjibol the Prague, V'yitzio Dvorv Lefanai, he came in front of me, said over his shot, Lefnei Chachmei Ha'ir HaGaonim, V'ani Chakarti V'dakti Zadovar, I looked into this, U'metzati Shazeh HaGid Eino Rak B'behemoz L'chorm V'lo B'hemoz Nekevos. That the gid that this person said was the gid on Nashua, which is truly Asher, is only found in Behemoz L'chorm V'lo B'hemoz Nekevos. I showed him the Gerson, the old one is smog. I showed him the smog. Shekosov, the Gid Hanasha, no Hig Bizacharm Vinikavus. I showed him that in the Sefer Mitzvos Gedolos, it says that Gid Hanasha is no Hig Bizacharm Vinikavus. So you see, it's not only in Zacharm Velo Vinikavus. This is what the crazy place he says here. And once he heard this, he was quiet. Ishtachem Milulay, Lashon Ilayim, he became quiet. Ad Khan Hamaisa. Nu Zog. Yeah. What is he okay by showing? Is the place okay by showing him that he says only this gives only in behemoths below, but it's only bizacharm below in the kevus? It can't be true because the smog says that the gidnash that we have is no bizacharm in the kevus. Does that sound okay? What? We'll talk about that later, but no, that's not a problem. Just the lashon of tshuva chachmas sofer. He quotes the placey. The rabbim tamu ashgaga gedola sheyatzu me'ashalitim. How could the place make such a big mistake? The smag marish noig bezachar misraelim v'nekevos. When Sefer Mitzvah says, any Sefer Mitzvah says something is noig bezachar v'nekevos, what's he talking about? Men and women, not about the behema itself. What in the world was the place he's talking about? Showing, it's noig bezachar v'nekevos. Yeah, it's noig bezachar v'nekevos. Maybe it's only found in the behema zacharim v'nekevos. Ashgaga gedola sheyatzu me'ashalitim. And Ad kekach, but the pischei tshuva here, in your day, Simon Sanachay, he quotes this lashon chacham sofer. He says, listen to this. Gam b'sefer told us Adam, chishev ze ben hashgiyos ulohoros, ki hashgiyah mitzu de prusa kol achayim, hikatan ke gadol. This shows that anybody can make a mistake, even someone like Avraham from Abishas. Ulohoros ki hashgiyah mitzu de prusa kol achayim. Okay, that's the lashon of pischei tshuva b'shem sefer told us Adam. So what's Takav Shat and crazy place? Okay, so everyone's favorite answer is change the gears from smog to something else. Okay, the biggest issue is that Lamaisa, you look in the smog, he doesn't even say that it's noig bein v'farm in the kevos. Even the real way of men and women, he doesn't even say it. So Rav Shlomo Kluger in Shuvas Tuv Tam Bedas, he says, Heyoski chipasi b'smag b'smag shetachas yodi v'lo nimsa b'loshim zeklal. It says, Achar yigiyim atzasiv kein b'chinuch parshas v'yishlach. V'toz nofol b'tfus akreis yu plesi mashi kosa smag v'kai l'chinuch, really smag, somehow change it to sefer achinuch. Okay. And then it's still taka shver. He's not helping anything. He's saying still the pshat shver. The karm nekevus is going on men and women, not on behemoth the karm behemoth nekevus. Okay, someone changed it from smag, samach mem gimel, to, first of all, they found in the bahag. So, bahag can also be safer halachas gedolos. Samach hei gimel, it's not so far from samach mem gimel. And there, Taka says, umishkulo, it means it was taken or it's found, the behemoth l'charim in the kevus. So in the bahag, Taka says in the horos in the bahag, they quote this place, and they say that maybe the place he was referring to this to this bahag, which is interesting. Lashon was mishkalo, and then when the place said his ma'isa, after he told it to the manaker, he said v'ayde ken ishtakel milulei, became quiet. I wonder if lashon ishtakel was referring to lashon of the bahag of mishkalo, either it's taken or it's found in zechar in the kevus. Maybe that's what he's referring to. Then there's another ma'isa that happened is they want to change it to. It's a sefer called Seder and Sefer Hilchos Nikor. So that's Samech Hei Nun. Also a bit off, but what happened is that the party sales they bring and also the horos here, that they found an old sefer of the place with his own horos. So he crossed out Smag. What does it say here? There was one which is printed Bechaye Mechaber, and he has his own Hagos, Mikis V'yodo, and instead of Smag, it says Samech Hei Nun. And I guess in the Seder Hanikor, Taka says, there says Noe Gambe Behemoth in the Kevos. Okay, good. So then that's the easy way out. That's the Gersa change. But then to make things more difficult, so the Chasson Sofer doesn't take the Gersa route, he has a wild pshat. A lot of Ashkenazim are cholik on him, but we'll say over his pshat. So he says, "Says Yishlachkor." The Ma'isa says, "Alkein lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael." So let's make a drasha. Let's talk and say, "B'nei Yisrael v'lo b'nos Yisrael." Why are Nekevus taka musar in this mitzvah? We have this drasha, "B'nei Yisrael v'lo b'nos Yisrael." We have it by mitzvah smicha. So smicha and korbanos, we make a drasha, "B'nei Yisrael v'lo b'nos Yisrael." Why don't we do b'kein drasha also? Don't tell me "B'nei Yisrael" means "B'nei Yaakov," like it's talking about in the parsha, because the Gemara darshins from that's knowing only Acharma and Torah, it's in that mission we quoted before about Machlokas knowing by Tamei or not. Gemara understands Bnei Yisrael meaning for Acharma and Torah. Bnei Yisrael means Bnei Yisrael. It's Takadiv, doesn't say Bnei Yaakov, so we learn now it's for Acharma and Torah, only for behemoths which were Mutra Acharma and Torah. Behemoth Torah, not Behemoth Tamei. So why don't we say Bnei Yisrael for Bnei Yisrael? So he says like this. He says, we only make this drasha for kumva ase. Below sase, the Torah was mashra each l'isha l'cho onshin shiva Torah. Nashamar mitzvah on all losase, same way as a nashamar. But we find one losase, and more ala kohen and b'nei aron v'lo b'nos aron, that when it comes to that they can't be metame l'mesim, so we say b'nei aron v'lo b'nos aron. B'nei aron are mitzvah in not being metame l'mesim. So even by Losase, we're Mamayat Nashim. So let's say the same thing by Gidon Noshe. Why is it noig the zachar and the kevus? Why don't we say b'nei yishav v'melech yisrael? It's zorach lomar shani gabe kohanim. The svara no tel chalik ben zacharim ben the kevus in kedushas kahuna. There's a reason to make the drasha of b'nei aron v'lo nos aron, because we find that the kohanim have kedusha, whereas the kohanos don't have kedushas kahuna. So once there's a reason to make the miyut, we won't say hishva kasuv ben ish liisha l'chol onchim shebetorah, and we'll talk and make the drasha of b'nei aron v'lo nos aron. So it says like this. If it would have been that the gid anasha, the also a gid shanasha biyakov who gid the lo nimsa balechan the kevus. If this menacher were to be right, that the gid hanasha that would be found, that the real gid anasha is only found in behemoth zacharim and not behemoth in the kevus, if that would be true, so then we would have a great reason to machalik regarding the iser, if it's also to zacharim. To Zechorim and not Nekevus, we have a reason. The same way by Kedushas Kehuna, we have a chiluk that we talk and make a drosha b'nei Aaron v'b'nos Aaron because Nei Aaron have kedusha, b'nos Aaron don't have kedusha. So if the gid hanashi would be found in behemoth Zechorim only and not behemoth Nekevus, we would then have a reason to say the mitzvah only applies to Yisraelim and not to b'nos Yisrael, not to Nekevus. And then how could the Smag, or the Sefer Nikor, or the Bahagra, whoever says this, the Chinuch, whoever says, if the Gersa was Smag, and the Smag Taka said that it's Noig Bezacharim in the Kevus, meaning men and women, how could he say it's Noig in men and women, meaning people, if their Taka was a reason to Machalik, because if it's only found in the Gid HaNasha of Behemoth Zacharim, not Behemoth Nekevus, then we should have made a Drasha of Nei Yishov of Lobanos Yisrael.
From the
He said that he doesn't explain. He said that's a reason that we would have been mechalik. What's the lashon here? Im kain shapir yisvar lechalik mei bnei yisrael benos yisrael. How could this mag write snowing bezacharim in the kevus? It must be that the gid is nimsa bein bezacharim bein in the kevus, and that's pshat in the place. In other words, he's trying to miyashe the place by saying that he was able to connect the smag that says that it's noeg bein bezacharim bein in the kevus, referring to people, that's a raya that it's only found in. That's right. That's found in both behemoth zacharim and behemoth nekevus. Because had this menacher been right, that's only found in behemoth zacharim and not behemoth nekevus, then we would have made a drasha of bnei yisrael v'lo b'nos yisrael. The mitzvah would only be for yisraelim and not for anoshim and not for anoshim. How could the smag say that it's noeg bein b'anoshim v'lo bein b'anoshim v'bein b'anoshim? Must be that the gid is found in both Behemoth Zacharim and Behemoth Nekevus. That's the Chasam Sofer's Pilpul. The same is true with Tutam Adas, Rosh Lomo Kluger, Chelik Alson and Kuf, has a lashon here of Ein Lefarish Divri Asam B'derech Pilpul Aruch. The Chasam Sofer Shinta tried to be Miyashev the Placey B'derech Pilpul, the extent of Pilpul, the Ein Derech Achron L'Dover B'Remiza. If the crazy Placey Taka meant this, he wouldn't been Meramez to it in such a should have spoken this whole thing out. And then there's other problems with the Chasam Sofer. He has other kashas and the Israel kashas on it. And just a couple of things I thought of. First of all, just because that chiluk doesn't exist, the Gid Anosh is found in both Behemoth Zacharim and Behemoth Nekevus. Maybe there's another chiluk out there, just because that one doesn't exist. Maybe we could find some other chiluk, the same way that you have Kedusha by B'nai Aram V'lo B'nos Aram. Maybe there's some chiluk that's Nogeya to the mitzvah of Gid Anosh that you would say that it's a reason that should only be noig bezacharim v'lo b'nekevus. Like you said before, the mice happened to Yaakov, it didn't happen to a girl. Maybe that should be enough of a reason to mechalik and say, make the drasha b'nei Yisrael v'lo b'nos Yisrael. Why not? So that would be my problem with the Chasam Sofer's vocal. That l'chor, there should, just because this chiluk doesn't exist, of zacharim v'lo b'nekevus, maybe there's another chiluk out there, and we still say zacharim b'nekevus. Must be this pshat's wrong to say that anytime we have a svara lechalik, even by los assays, we'll make a mute of b'nei Yisrael v'b'nos Yisrael b'nei Aaron v'b'nos Aaron. That's the ending of the Chasam Sofer. One last nosay is: will this mitzvah of Gid Anosha be noheg also lovel? Lashon the pasuk if I came on Yochum b'nei Yisrael aliyom with lashon aliyom and zeh. Lashon the pasuk. Asher HaKafirach Ad Hayom Hazeh Kinaga B'Kafirach Yaakov Ad Hayom Hazeh. So Shuvah Spinyan Shlomo and Hagdama says that it's Taka Gani Mutter L'Asad Lava. Lashon of the Binyan Shlomo is even according to Manor, this is my focus, if mitzvahs potatoes law also love or not potatoes law also love, will mitzvahs be cancelled out in the future or not? So even the one that holds that mitzvahs aim potatoes law also love, given the notion will be bottle. The Kevin Shakol Iker Hatam Shen Nesar, whom Yishum Shen Nogod the Kaf Yorach Yaakov. The whole reason it's ulcer is because he hit the Kaf Yorach Yaakov. Everything will be good. The reason for the Ishtar Ganosha will be gone. The Ishtar won't be in place. And that's why it says, Ad Hayom Hazeh, Lelamech, Shelo Yenoig Ishtar, Rak Ad Sheyavo Mashiach. B'Shem Yom Hazeh, V'lo Asad Lovo, it's going to be Mutter. That's the Chiddush of Ben Yishlomo in Stei Chemed, it's Mareches Gimel, Os Ayin Vav here, he's Choyk on Ben Yishlomo. A few of his Lashonos here are V'Ikra Adover Asher Chiddush, V'lo Asad Lovo, Yachzor Gein Anosha Leheter. We found this in Chazal other times, such as Al Chazir, Shasa Kosh Baruch Hu Lahach Zero Li Yisrael, the Chazir will be Mutter, V'chein Omer Shako HaMoadim B'Telim, Chutz Miyom Kippurim U'Purim. And the Kabbalah were bothered by all these things. Ech Efshar Shetisbatel Os Achas Me'an Torah. Lo Sosif, Lo Sikri. You can't change the Torah. So he says, the Pshat Pechazir, we have a bunch of Pshatim. Pshat Pechazir is, first of all, this famous Pshat, that it's not that Chazir is going to be Mutter, but that the Simani Tum are going to turn into Simani Tyra. The Metzias of the Chazir will change. Not that the Torah changes, but the Chazir becomes the Behemoth Tahora. Not that the Torah is changing. Or another pshat that everything will shiyu ochlim mishamden ki ilu hutralim basar chazir. Everything will taste so good, so fatty, as if chazir was mutter. Not that mamish mutter. There's other pshatim in chazir as well. So there's no raya. So he's holding stark on the bina shalom. Chazir shalom is taking us with mutter l'asal lavo. That's a shayla. Do you make this diuk of alayom azeh? That's going to be mutter l'asal lavo or not? Okay.